Committee. I'd like to call the meeting to order now. Today why don't we establish a quorum if I can ask the assistant to call the roll.
Senators Wieckowski.
Here.
Wieckowski here. Gaines. Bates.
Here.
Bates here. Hill.
Here.
Hill here. Jackson. Leno.
Here.
Leno here. Pavley.
Okay, we have two items on our agenda today, and we'll hear them in file order. I have both Assemblymember Wilk and Assemblymember Christina Garcia here. I'm asking that support and opposition try to limit their comments to two in opposition, two in support, and no longer than 2 minutes. I understand that members of the public, there's some folks who have traveled a long distance to get here, and we want to hear from you. I just remind you that we ask if you listen to the testimony that's there. I'm rather liberal about letting people talk about, you know, something that's new that we haven't heard about about the bills. But we also want to limit it to the context of what the bills are. We can't just, this is not Poli-Sci 101. We're talking about all kinds of things. We just want to limit it to what the context of the bills are. So with that, let's begin. Assemblymember Wilk, we have you up first. Item number one is AB 1904, which will make OHIA conduct a health study. Please begin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. This is a simple bill.
That's right. Anyway, and I also want to begin by thanking Senator Pavley for joining me as a co-author of this measure. As you know, well documented, the gas leak that occurred at Aliso Canyon, which is in the heart of the 30th Assembly District. And there was a lot of press attention regarding the methane and the effects that it's going to potentially have on global warming. And those are all true. Methane, however, is lighter than air, so it goes up into the atmosphere. One of the things I'm concerned about is the mercaptan, which is the odorant that, you know, creates that, you know, that egg smell that's in the natural gas, so you know that, you know, there's been a natural gas leak. Anyway, there was many reports from residents of, you know, acquiring asthma for the first time, nosebleeds, nauseousness, all kinds of things. So all this bill would do was take a look at the potential dangers of odorants that are being used and just research to see if those are the best odorants or if we need to move to a different kind of odorant to protect people's safety. Again, out of a community of about 30,000 people, more than 22,000 people had to be relocated. And again, it wasn't from the methane. It was probably from the odorant, the benzene, the petroleum, everything else that came down. But this would just simply study odorants and what's the least harmful odorant to use in natural gas.
I will remind members that this is an urgency bill, so it'll take effect upon signature of the governor. Please, first witness.
Thank you very much. Eric Bach with the Los Angeles Unified School District. Proud to be here in support of this bill. As some of you may have read in the newspaper, it created quite a disruption for our community. We had to close two schools as a result of the health effects that were created by the odorants that we believe. And this all occurred in a very short window. This happened over the holiday breaks in December. And we actually had to open two brand new schools in a 3-week period of time. Otherwise, these kids were not going to be able to attend school come January when they returned. Those kids are going to actually now return back to school in about 2 weeks. We have continued to do air sampling to maintain some certainty that everything is okay, it's safe to come back to the schools. Our parents are still nervous. They don't know what to expect. So to have a study and a report like this that's being proposed in this bill is important to our community to provide certainty. We want to make sure that happens, so we'd urge your support. Thank you.
Others in support of AB 1904.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members. Tim Shestick with the American Chemistry Council. We don't have an official position, support or oppose. I just did want to acknowledge an appreciation for the engagement that we've had with Mr. Wilk. We have two member companies that manufacture the majority of odorants used in natural gas, and we've been working with him on some language that would include a requirement, should the study move forward, a requirement that there be some engagement with potentially affected parties, producers of odorants, other stakeholders that may be interested in providing information to EHA so they're fully informed. So we appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Opposition to AB 1904. All right. No opposition. Let's return it to the committee. Senator Leno, you have a question?
For the assemblyman. I may be asking a question that the study will actually answer, but do we know to what extent it was the odorant as opposed to all of the chemical makeup of the emission itself that was causing all of the health concerns?
Honestly, we don't. And I've got a second bill that would require a long-term health care study. I know Senator Pavley was there as well. I remember in, I think it was January, it was a Friday night, 1,300 confused and upset constituents, and the governor didn't come down, but he sent his cabinet. And cabinet secretaries are great, but their knowledge is like a mile wide and an inch deep, and people are asking questions, and they couldn't answer it, but they kept saying, there's no long-term health care effects. But you know what? We don't know that. So, yeah, that's why I'm actually doing two separate bills. One, a long-term health care study, because I think it's more than just the mercaptan when it comes to the health care study. Again, it's benzene, it's petroleum, it's all these other things. But this is just having to deal with odorant. People seem to think it's deodorant. And, you know, some people respond to it, others don't. I know for me, I would sit out. The Sempra Energy had a resource center for customers to come in and access services, and I would sit out there to hand out my card, so to let people know if they didn't get, you know, satisfaction to call me. I personally could only go out there like 40, 45 minutes, and I was getting nauseous. So everybody responds differently. Question is, I don't really know, and I don't think anybody else knows, which is why we want to move forward with this.
The analysis points out that even at extremely low levels, even below levels that can be measured in air samples, that the odor, I guess the mercaptan, is sulfur-containing. That's the reason for the rotten egg smell. I would choose root beer over mercaptan. But it could also, we could take care of the odorant concern and still find that there are people who are very sensitive to.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, I absolutely agree. Yeah. Yeah.
But a lot of these questions will be answered in the study. I'm pleased to move the bill.
All right, there's a motion. Other questions?
Just a very quick question. It's curious that after all this time, and we know the rotten egg smell had a little bit of that in Long Beach many years ago, but nobody has undertaken that before to try to find something that's more pleasant and less noxious. And so this will this be a first to really look into that, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, it may not necessarily be the smell, but just the, you know, the chemical itself. But you've got to remember that these people were, this gas leak was 118 days.
Yeah.
So, you know, they were exposed to it for large amounts of time. And I mean, there's people who stayed in their houses that never had any problems. And there's people like me, I mean, 40 minutes and I'm nauseous. So it just runs the gamut.
Well,
and again,
job.
We have to have odorant in natural gas, but let's see if there's better alternatives.
I don't know if you want lavender, because then people won't leave, right?
Yeah,
you want it. You want some sort of...
They won't turn it off.
Right. You may close.
Just respectfully ask for your aye vote.
All right. There's a motion. Please call the roll.
Item 1, AB 1904, by Assemblymember Wilk. The motion is to pass and refer to Committee on Appropriations. Senators Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye. Gaines? Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Jackson? Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Pavley? 4-0.
All right, we'll keep that matter open. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And good luck. Item number 2, Assemblymember Garcia, thank you for waiting. This is AB 2153. On lead acid batteries.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman Wieckowski and members, for your consideration. I respectfully accept the proposed amendments. As many of you know, XED continues to plague my backyard with the remnants of lead contamination. What you might not know is the disappointment and anger my constituents feel every time a said official makes a false promise. I have committed to ensuring these communities get relief and answers to the years of contamination that bad actors and even the state has allowed to happen. This issue is one of the largest and most expensive cleanups recorded in American history. The contamination of the site alone is estimated between $500 million to $1 billion. XED is only one of at least 14 sites we have identified in California contaminated with lead. The bill will raise between $30 to $70 million a year to fund cleanup for any sites in California affected by lead acid batteries. The governor's general loan fund of $176 million suffices for only the testing of 10,000 homes and the cleanup of priority one homes. It is imperative that we create a funding source for this cleanup. This bill will bring about general fund relief and reserve those monies for its designated purpose. These families cannot live another year in these conditions. They have put their faith in us, and it is our responsibility to address and rectify the damage done to these communities. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
So members, and we're clear, and members of the public, we're striking the provisions regarding liability relief, the exemption from HWCA enforcement provisions, and the consumer product safety regulations for battery manufacturers. So what we have is maintaining the fees for the manufacturers and the consumers on that. Those in favor of AB 2153, as amended.
Ed Behrens, on behalf of the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, in support of the prior iteration of the bill, we are looking at these amendments, but the position at this point is still support. Thank you.
Thank you. Jason Schmelzer here on behalf of the California Product Stewardship Council. Have been supporting concept up until now. Happy to support the bill with the amendments proposed by the Senate EQ Committee. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Opposition to AB 2153, I realize there are some radical amendments here, so.
Bill Alio, Environmental Working Group. We were in opposition. Obviously, everything's changed now. So we'll just remove that opposition for now and say we'll be glad to be part of the stakeholder group and try and get this all solved. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
I'd like to echo the gentleman in front of me, his comments. I look forward to the new language and removing our opposition to the bill. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members, Gary Conover representing California Automotive Wholesalers Association. We are the Knapp and O'Reilly, your neighborhood supply store that sells batteries, amongst other things. We submitted a letter yesterday to the committee as well as the author opposing a particular provision that has government controlling the minimum and maximum amount of the refundable deposit. Mm-hmm. With different gradations in it. We've never had that in California. We have over a 98% return of spent batteries for recycling of the lead, the acid, as well as the plastics. We think that Commerce does a great job of managing that. We do think this is the bill to move forward. We don't necessarily agree with the amendments that are being provided today. We understand why, though. We would encourage you to move the bill so we can actually continue working on this. We believe the residents of Vernon do require some assistance. We as retail dealers of batteries are more than willing to collect the dollar fee on the sale of each battery and turn it over to the BOE for the refund. We just simply don't like the management of the minimum and maximum. Thank you.
Very good. All right, seeing no other opposition to the bill, let's return it to the committee. Questions of the author? Senator Leno?
Just to say thank you. I think that the fee is a significant step forward for us, and I completely agree with you that we need a new and dedicated revenue source to deal with the toxicity that these batteries have left behind and caused such havoc in our communities, and I know in your community in particular. So I'm very pleased to support the bill as amended, and I thank you for it. And take that as my motion, Mr. Chair.
There's
as
a motion.
Amended.
Now, the motion, I don't have the ability to change the referral because the bill has technically been referred to judiciary, so the motion, although we're stripping out all the liability, it apparently would mean that there would be nothing for judiciary to help here, but the motion actually has to be to refer to judiciary because that's the way it came in with us. So with that understanding, you have a question?
Yeah. I'm concerned about the issue of a fee versus a tax, and I think in the committee analysis it specifically says it doesn't meet the the qualifications for under 26 to be considered a fee. It is a tax. Is this a two-thirds vote anyway because of urgency?
Yes.
So yeah, okay, I'll be laying off until I get a clearer picture of that, because I would prefer to see us move with incentives for manufacturers to find a better way, because just collecting fees to clean up sites, it still means that people are being, you know, harmed by what's left in the soil. And if you remember the Superfund issue in Orange County on the El Toro Marine Base, I mean, they're still working on that. And there's areas that you cannot build on because of that. So, you know, cleanup of contamination of this level doesn't happen quickly enough. We need to find a better way in terms of the way we, you know, manufacture batteries. But I'm going to take a look at it,
because
I think it's in concept where we need to do something, obviously. So anyway, a layoff.
All right. We have a motion. Let's call the roll.
Item 2, AB 2153, by Assemblymember Christina Garcia. The motion is due pass as amended and referred to Committee on Judiciary. Senators Wykowski?
Aye.
Wykowski, aye. Gaines? Bates? Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Jackson? Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Pavley? 3-0.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll keep the roll open, and we'll be calling the absent members. And everybody else is excused except for me. I'd like to thank all the members for attending this special. I thought we had our last hearing, but... Okay, we're back on the record. The Senate Committee on Environmental Quality. Let's call the roll on the absent members on item number 1, AB 1904, by Assemblymember Wilkes.
The motion is due pass, refer to Committee on Appropriations. The current vote is 4-0, with the chair voting aye. The vice chair has not voted yet. Absent members Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Pavley?
Aye.
Pavley, aye. 7-0.
All right, 7-0, that matters out. Item number 2, AB 2153 by Assemblymember Christina Garcia, as amended, which removed the, as the staff report notes, removed the provisions related to liability relief, exemptions from HWCA enforcement provisions, and the consumer protection safety regulations for battery manufacturers. Please call the absent members.
The motion is due pass as amended, referred to Committee on Judiciary. The current vote is 3-0, with the chair voting aye. Vice chair has not voted yet. Absent members Gaines?
No.
Gaines, no. Bates? Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Pavley?
Aye.
Pavley, aye. 5-1.
All right, that matters out 5-1. That concludes our hearing. We're adjourned.